Good morning, Fairview. Today's reading comes from John chapter 6, verses 25 through 35. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."
Will you please join me in a moment of prayer? God of love, we thank you for the opportunity to share your word together, even in the midst of our separation. Today we ask you to bless our hearing and teaching of your word, so that we may go forth nourished. Amen. So our text for today begins actually right in the middle of a much longer story. Jesus just performed two of his most well-known miracles. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he walked on water right in front of his disciples. News often spread fast about this man performing miracles and healing the sick and speaking truth to power. Crowds upon crowds followed Jesus wherever he went. Those that he fed on the mountainside with the bread and the fish, they wanted to know more. They wanted to see more, know more about this man who, like Moses, could make food seemingly fall from heaven. So a group of curious folks clambered into a boat and cross the Sea of Galilee, searching for this miracle worker, Jesus. They found him in Capernaum, the city Jesus called home, and they were more so concerned about how he got there. Did he walk on water? Did he fly? Confused and amazed, the curious group asked, "Rabbi, when did you come here? How did you get here? Tell us how you did it." Jesus looked right past their questions of amazement and responded, "You're not looking for me because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of bread on the mountainside." Jesus was convinced that this crowd of curious followers was not looking for him because they saw signs pointing towards him being the Messiah. Know that Jesus accuses the followers of being more interested in the miracles that he performed. He accused them of being more into the material things that he could provide than for the salvation that he could provide. He was convinced that they were more so concerned with how he can provide them with bread than with how he could provide them with life. In the Message translation of our text, Jesus says to the crowd, "You've come looking for me not because you saw God in my actions, but because I fed you, filled your stomachs, and for free. Jesus advises the crowd not to work for food that perishes, but rather for food that endures for eternal life. Jesus tells the crowd, I am willing to give you more than bread. I am able to give you nourishment that can last for eternity, nourishment that not only feeds your body, but can feed your spirit too. So now as I prepared for today, I really had to wrestle with this text. In my work and in my life, I've met parents searching for food to feed their hungry children. I've met folks with no food because their medication bills were too high. So when I hear Jesus tell the crowd not to be concerned with perishable food, it makes me grimace in a way. Gandhi once said that to a man with an empty stomach, food is God. I mean, the crowd just met a man who could provide them with food on the spot. Among the crowd must have been those who were hungry. Among the crowd must have been those who were desperate. Among the crowd must have been those who were poor. And finally, they found a man who could immediately, even if for just that one moment, fix their problems. They found a man who could feed them from nothing at all. For certainly this was their miracle. Salvation, who needs it? Our miracle is right here in our hands. For us, perhaps we are fortunate enough to have bread on our tables. But like the crowd, we still may be waiting for something material or external to help make our lives just a little bit easier. Our bread may not come in loaves. Sometimes our bread is whatever we need just to get us through the day or even the next moment. Maybe a new friend because we're growing lonely, or a new job because money's tight. Maybe we're desperately waiting for national leadership. Whatever it is, we are all part of the crowd. We hope that if we can just get our hands on some bread, we will be all right. If we can just fight our way through the crowd and cross the Sea of Galilee and travel the coast to find the one who can give us what we want, we will be just fine. When the crowd found him, Jesus encouraged the crowd to look beyond material nourishment, if even just for a moment, so that they may find nourishment for eternity through God. And as I said, when there is so many people in our communities hungry, that's hard to read. I understand that God can offer us bread of life, but what if we just need bread to get us through the night? How do we reconcile God's eternal promises with our temporary needs? How do we reconcile eternal promises of hope and love and peace and justice with human needs stemming from hunger and desperation and anxiety? Perhaps the way that we can balance this tension between our material wants and our spiritual needs is by recognizing that it's in God where we find the spiritual energy to go seek that which we need. A new friend, a new job. It's in God where we find the spiritual courage to fight for justice and for change. It's in God where we find the spiritual strength to advocate for ourselves and for our communities. It's in God where we find the hope that things will get better. It's in God where we find the persistence to keep going when we just want to give up. Once Jesus explained to the crowd that God provides this nourishment for our spirits, the crowd asked Jesus to give them that bread always. And I wonder what changed their minds. Perhaps it was Jesus's persistence in insisting that it was not physical bread that they searched for. Perhaps it was Jesus explaining that not even Moses was able to feed people alone, but through God, he provided this nourishment. Or perhaps the crowd became so overcome with faith and trust and hope in this miracle worker who is promising new life in him. Perhaps they were swept away by the assurance that although we may have tough days and even tougher nights, if we believe in a God of eternity, if we believe in a God of hope, if we believe in a God of peace, if we believe in a God of justice, then maybe, just maybe, we will see that all of our expectations, material and spiritual, are met. Then Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus still offers us this invitation today. And I believe God offers us bread for our hunger and nourishment for our souls. When we have a hunger for food, God can provide. And when we have a hunger for love, God can provide. And when we have a hunger for peace, God can provide. And when we have a hunger for justice, God can provide. Now we pray that God, may you satisfy our hunger always and in all ways. Amen.
Wonders of God, many doors open wide, many roads that are still and travel. Many are the gifts that we share, many burdens we bear, many mysteries still unravel. Many give one spirit of love, one spirit of love. Spirit of love. Some will be the teachers of life, some the preachers of love, some the fathers and some the mothers. Some will be the ones who will care, some will listen and share, serving God while they serve each other. Many give. Spirit of love. Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love. Living as a body of Christ, and a heart of the earth, and the hands that will break the ground. Celebrate the gifts from within, now it's time to begin. God's people can turn the world around. Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love. Many gifts, one spirit of love, one spirit of love, one spirit of love. Spirit.
Please join me in our benediction. For those among us who are hungry, may we receive bread. And for those of us who have bread, may we receive a hunger for justice. Amen.